tale of me, Matilda, and my fight with cousin Stephen to succeed Henry first throne.
My wife's also called Matilda.
Quite confusing, cause we choose to claim Matilda's throne's our own.
I'm Henry, that Matilda's son.
You got that? Here's the story of our spat.
Starts in 1135, when King Henry, my father, died. And I think you'll find named me Matilda as his heir. But his nephew Stephen said
that crown should be upon my head. I'm a man and men come first. What? It's only fair.
Had Valley Geoffrey of Anjou, stuck in France, not Waterloo, and Steve without a voulez-vous took throne from me. Should be dancing queen.
Oh, stop causing such a scene.
Give me crown and take a chance on me. I'm heir to the throne, not you. Ah-ah.
Think you'll get it back now, that I'd like to see. Caught me.
Was proclaimed first English lady,
but she made many enemies. Remember me, I'm Stephen's wife. Made royal counselors agree that she lacked femininity. Took Stephen's army and besieged her.
Ugh, more strife.
I was trapped, so faked my death. Hidden coffin held my breath escape.
You think that I'm impressed?
Well, I'm not.
Just look who I've got. Your half-brother.
Want to swap?
Gimme hubby and we'll fight again. The winner takes it all. Aha!
In Oxford I'll besiege.
And I'll escape and then
I'll join the battle corps. Age 14 I fought but lost, so Uncle Stephen stayed as boss. Who should be ruler, Mama?
Mia.
Here we go again.
Sadly, my darling Matilda caught a fever and it killed her. I gave up my dream to build a royal dynasty. When my son died, had no heir, which was a bind.
Give me crown, cause next in line it's me.
You can have it when I'm done.
So impressed Matilda never did.
Everybody
happy?